It's understood. It's in the hands of my love.
Born on this day in 1943. No, not Paul McCartney, but a member of Wings who played on this song, My Love. Henry McCullough, guitarist. He recorded with Paul McCartney and Wings for a little while, including on Live and Let Die, the James Bond theme, and this one, My Love. The guitar solo in this song, which we won't get to, it's later on, made up that on the spot in front of a live orchestra. Not bad. Also a member of Spooky Tooth. Henry McCullough died in June of 2016 at the age of 72 years old. We hear My Love from Paul McCartney and Wings. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on The Steve Gruber Show. Thanks so much for joining us. SteveGruber.com or at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter. Our next guest is Mario H. Lopez. He is president of the Hispanic Leadership Fund. You can also find him on Twitter at Mario H. Lopez. Mario, thanks so much for joining us here on The Steve Gruber Show.
Thank you, Scott. Pleasure to be on.
Thank you. Many topics in front of our lawmakers in Washington. One, a proposal from Senate Democrats. It's called the STEP Act. It deals with how wealth is passed between generations and the death tax that we've heard so much about over the years. What is this STEP Act all about, Mario?
Yeah, thank you, Scott. Well, this is the death tax on steroids. And of course, you know, our friends Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders are involved in pushing this idea. And it basically has to do with when folks inherit an asset, right? Currently, they aren't taxed on how that asset appreciated before they inherited that property, right? So if your father or grandfather or someone in your family is passing on like a small business to you, these folks, Sanders, Warren, and their friends, they want to make the inheritor liable for taxes on all the gains behind that asset, that small business, that farm, et cetera. Even if those gains took place all before the person inheriting it took ownership of that. Mm-hmm. So it's a retroactive tax that's going to hurt a lot of these folks and families where their parents or grandparents worked hard, built a small business, a little mom and pop shop. And now these leftists in Congress just want to basically hurt the ability for people to pass on those assets to their children and their grandchildren.
And that tax, if I understand correctly, would have to be paid upon transfer of that asset. Is that correct?
Well, they do this thing. It's very complicated, and I'm certainly not a tax attorney, but that's kind of part of the point, right? Is that people like you and me, it's very difficult to understand some of this stuff, and they kind of purposefully, I think, make it complicated. But they want to, first of all, impose new taxes on these past transactions. They want to set up a situation where they're forcing a fake sale. They kind of pretend that you sell the asset and then tax you as though you sold it.
Right.
So if that sounds weird, that's because it is. Yeah. And you know what? They're setting up the situation where they saying, there's no way to get away from these taxes. But what they're failing to realize is that in a lot of cases, these small businesses, farms, especially if your father, your grandmother, somebody in your family started it, in a lot of cases, what they spent on it, you know, 30, 40 years ago, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, I mean, all that stuff has appreciated, right? But you talk about these, you know, underserved communities, minority communities, you know, things like that, where one of the problems in this country is, you know, that people are recognizing, right, is that these communities don't have the same ability to build this intergenerational wealth. And that hurts the opportunity for people's kids and grandkids. But this is exactly the point where we should be congratulating folks and not coming after them, right? Of course, it's under the guise of, we're going to go after super wealthy people, but that's not who's going to end up being hurt by this. It's going to be normal people who are trying to, who we want to see build that intergenerational wealth. We want more people to have more assets. And this is hurting that.
Mario Lopez with us here, president of the Hispanic Leadership Fund. When the death tax is discussed, I always think back to the George Steinbrenner story, the famed owner of the New York Yankees who bought it for, well, comparatively not a whole lot, and it appreciated an immense amount. The team, the New York Yankees, appreciated an immense amount. He died in the 1 year there was no death tax, and the family said if he would have died in any other year, we would have had to sell the Yankees as opposed to keeping the Yankees because we could not afford the tax we would have to pay on the transfer of ownership of the ball club. You take that story and multiply it across the country to, as you said, houses, farms, businesses, assets. Those are the kind of choices families have to make.
That's right. That's right. And even if you're someone who thinks, okay, well, George Steinbrenner and his family, they're rich, you know, I don't care. Okay, well, but that's not the case. I mean, this is going to impact regular people who are just at that point where they should be able to build something for the next generation or two. And it's not necessarily on the, doesn't have to be on the same level as the George Steinbrenners of the world. Think about homes that were purchased, you know, one or two, three generations ago. And, you know, for relatively very little money, but now those assets have appreciated and you find yourself in a situation where you're sort of asset rich, but cash poor. Mm-hmm. So they come after you with this tax. Now you have to sell that business.
Right.
Now you have to sell that house, and it hurts your ability to build on what your ancestors did.
Mario Lopez, president of the Hispanic Leadership Fund. Find him on Twitter at Mario H. Lopez, the Hispanic Leadership Fund also there as well. Mario, thanks for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Did you know that your vehicle's so-called factory rust warranty may be void just because you live in Michigan? Here at Linex of Lansing, we use a custom-tailored process to fight Michigan's unique type of corrosion, which is caused by the calcium and magnesium chloride used to pre-treat the roads before a winter storm. These chemicals are 10 times more corrosive than salt, making the potential for rust damage that much worse on your vehicle. At Linex of Lansing, the painstakingly thorough process that we use is also used to protect many state highway trucks that actually apply the corrosive calcium and magnesium chloride to the roads. Plus, we carry a lifetime warranty on qualifying vehicles. And remember, we're not just bed liners and truck accessories. We are your complete underbody protection specialist. So do it right the first time. Protect your vehicle with Linex of Lansing. Visit linexoflansing.com or call Linex of Lansing at 517-394-1222. Linex of Lansing, 517-394-1222.